Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Biblical Woman Podcast. My name is Kat, your favorite nerdy apologist, and today is Friday. So that means I'm going to be answering a question from one of our audience members. So today's question comes from GodFirst74 on Spotify, and he asks, what are some ways in which I can make my wife feel loved, honored, and respected? Such a great question, and really kudos to you for asking this question. It really, to me, shows just how much you love her. So let's talk about this, because this is really, really important. And, you know, with this conversation, this is meant to be educational and is not ever meant to make anyone ever feel bad. Before we jump in, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee real quick. I just got a new coffee mug. It's the Shroot Farms Bed and Breakfast. Bit of an office fan. I just also bought the Somehow I Manage book by Michael Scott. It is a journal that has random office quotes in it with no context. So very, very interesting and very funny. Let's jump in to these different tips. And I have 7 of them for you. And the first one is to prioritize communication. Now, it's very easy when you get married, especially once you throw kids in the mix, to get trapped in a routine where every conversation is very similar. You know, how was your day? How was work? Conversations surrounding the kids. But it's always important to connect with your spouse in a deep way. You know, when you get married, the person that you married on your wedding day is probably not the same person that you're with now. They have grown, they've changed. And so we come to this idea of a love map with, you know, both partners being an adventurer, being a learner. We have to view our spouse as, you know, an uncharted territory. It's a journey. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, how well do we know our spouse? How well do we know their current world, their dreams, their past, their struggles, etc. And it's our job to always continue knowing them. It's our job to always continue getting to know them and connecting with them. And one very easy way to do this is through transformative questions. Nicole and I have talked about these in the past, but these are amazing questions that are meant to go beyond the, you know, everyday questions. How are you? How are you feeling? You know, all of those. This is meant to go deeper. And a great app for this is called Lovewick. I highly recommend it. Just keep in mind it is a secular app, and so there will be some non-Christian things on there. But it is free. You get 10 free questions a day, and it is really great. It can help you keep track of your spouse's answers. It can give you date night suggestions. And it can also give you different suggestions on how to show your spouse you love them, your gratitude, based on their answers. So it's a great app. Like I said, it's free. Just keep in mind that it is a secular app. The next one is to anticipate needs. This one is huge if you have children. You know, these are the small gestures. This is sharing the mental load. I can't tell you the amount of times my husband and I have a couple in front of us and there's just a lot of issues going on in the home. Men, you have to step up and be the old-fashioned gentleman, the one we see in movies who was opening the car door for the ladies, who's opening the door to the building for the women. So taking that old-fashioned gentleman idea and putting a spin on it to match the home setting, what are some ways in which you can help your wife? Can you help her do dishes? Can you help her do laundry? Can you help her get the kids dressed? Evaluate how your family operates every single day, and then think about how you can take one small task off of that list and start helping her in that area. And by being more involved, especially if there's children within the home, you will earn the admiration and respect of both your wife and your children by doing this. So tip number 2 is anticipating needs through the old-fashioned gentleman lens. Now, the next one is to emotionally connect. You know, this can be through text, this can be through notes of encouragement or gratitude, but really the best way is through in-depth conversation. Women absolutely love this. We just love this. And, you know, this goes back to that tip number 1 of prioritizing communication. with men, there seems to be this very just toxic idea. And I hate to use the word toxic masculinity stereotype, in which men are not allowed to experience or express any form of emotion whatsoever. You're just supposed to be like a rock just sitting there. Like, no, your wife doesn't want that. You know, she is here to love you, support you, to be your helpmate. And that includes your emotional health. You know, so please be strong enough to be vulnerable with your wife and let her be your emotional helpmate. Let her be your rock in this area. Vulnerability is going to help you lead your home with honesty and love. A great analogy that I like to use in marriage, the knight in shining armor is what women are looking for pre-marriage. But then after you get married, your home is somewhere where you should feel comfortable enough to take your armor off for your wife. And yes, I know this analogy sounds sexual, but I promise it's not. I promise it's not. Every time you go out the door, you put the armor back on. And that's okay. But having that emotional vulnerability with just your wife will create a very strong emotional connection. And honestly, your wife will love and respect you even more for being like this with her and just her. So don't be afraid to emotionally connect and to be vulnerable and to allow her to help you and to help meet your emotional needs. All right, tip number four, be attentive to her things, in quotation marks. You only need to be an expert in one woman, guys. So learn what your wife loves and do that. Not every woman likes flowers. That's totally okay. But understanding how your wife wants to be shown love, understanding what things that she really likes and she's really passionate about will go a long way. And don't be afraid to write those things down too if you struggle with remembering things like I do. Know your wife and be attentive to her things. So if she likes the flowers, buy her the flowers. If she doesn't like the flowers, don't buy her the flowers. Get her something else instead. And then tip number five is to fight better. Now, what I mean by this is, you know, I can't tell you the number of times that my husband and I will have a couple in front of us and they have been having so many problems in the home and everything has just like bubbled up and exploded and it's just mess everywhere. And usually it stems from either party or both parties being afraid to not have difficult conversations. So when it comes to fight better, please do not be afraid to have difficult conversations and to address issues when they arise. You know, do it in a healthy, biblical way. Pray about it. Have the conversation at the right time, in person. Don't text about it. But don't be afraid to have these difficult conversations and do not ignore problems because they will only get bigger and it will only lead to more issues down the road. All right, now tip number six, and I know this is a buzzword in Christian communities, but it is self-care. Yes, men need self-care too. Now, self-care is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. So this can range from anything from taking the medicine that you are prescribed by your doctor to showering regularly to deciding to abstain from alcohol, deciding to be more mindful in your eating. There are so many things that you can do to improve or, you know, take care of your own health. But going back to the idea of emotional needs and emotional health, one of the things that I see far too often in men, and my husband will tell you this too, is that married men, for some reason, seem to forsake friendship. They forsake their Christian brotherhood, and you cannot do this. You know, studies have shown that spouses with friends have happier marriages. And I want you to think about it this way. When you have good, godly Christian friends who are pouring into your life, you are going to have an entire group of cheerleaders who are celebrating the wins with you, who are going to keep you accountable, who are going to be there to pick you up when you stumble. They are going to be able to help you learn. And honestly, they are going to help you in other ways as well. These secular studies have shown that when spouses have friends, it can help the married couple have better conversations, try new experiences, and to really reignite the spark. And a good way to think about that is next time you are on a double date or a triple date with your spouse, you might notice some things that you really like about your spouse. You might realize that you love how generous your wife is when it comes to tipping the server. You might love how she just helps everyone connect to each other and make new friends. These secular studies have shown that spouses with friends can experience all of these benefits. So my big tip for Christian men who are married, you know, do not forsake your Christian brothers. If anything, keep those friendships going strong and encourage your wife to do the same, to encourage her to pursue her Christian sisters and to have friends within your church. And lastly, we have security. This encompasses so many things, from financial security to, you know, not running down and buying a new car for $50,000, to emotional security. And that's really a big one for women. And you might be noticing a theme here, gentlemen. But emotional security is, you know, being that safe place for your wife. She knows that she can come to you and you are not going to ridicule, you're not going to belittle, you're not going to tune her out while she's trying to talk to you and you're on your phone or on your video games. She knows that when she comes to you, you are going to really be her safe place. And I know for a lot of men, you know, you guys are absolute fixers, and so your wife will bring this emotional problem to you and you'll start going through and creating a list of how we could improve this situation, tackle this problem. It's okay to pause and ask your wife what she needs in the moment, because maybe she does need solutions to the problem, in which case, come up with some solutions and work through it together. Or maybe, you know, she is coming to you because she knows that you are supportive. And she might just need a hug from you or to see your face, because you are literally her safe place. You have a calming presence. You are able to just calm the emotional storm that is raging in her life. So it's okay to stop and ask if she just needs you to listen or if she's looking for solutions. So security is a big one, financially, emotionally, and all of the other ways. Security is big, so definitely be that rock for your wife, that safe place. And, you know, always remind her that she is the love of your life, that she is your one and only, because sometimes women, we just need to be reminded of that, you know? So those are the 7 tips in making your wife feel honored, loved, and respected. So that is to be attentive to her things, to fight better, to not forsake Christian friendship, to be her safe place, to prioritize communication, to emotionally connect, and to anticipate the needs. If you have a question that you would like either myself or Nicole to answer, please send it through either social media at The Biblical Woman or through the Spotify Q&A feature. You can do it through text or you can do it through a voice message. Definitely send those questions in. Nicole and I would love to be able to help you guys and to see how God is really working in your life. And as always, thank you for continuing to support The Biblical Woman. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the show and leave us a review. I'll see you next time.